Welcome back to America's Leaders from Coast to Coast, the 250th Anniversary Edition. I'm Stephen.
And I'm Leah.
We are heading to the Volunteer State, Tennessee, to profile a representative who brings a very specific and very necessary professional background to the Capitol. We are talking about Republican Representative Diana Harshbarger of Tennessee's 1st District.
And that professional background is pharmacy. Diana Harshbarger isn't a career politician. She is a licensed pharmacist with a doctorate degree. For more than 30 years, she owned and operated a compounding pharmacy in her hometown of Kingsport. She has stood behind the counter, filled the prescriptions, and dealt with the insurance companies herself. So when Congress debates drug prices or the opioid epidemic, she isn't just reading a memo. She's lived it. She calls herself the pharmacist in Congress. And it's a title she earned the hard way.
She was elected in 2020, replacing another medical professional, Phil Rowe. It seems this district likes sending doctors to D.C.
It certainly does. And it makes sense when you look at the region. Tennessee's 1st District is in the far northeast corner of the state. It's anchored by the Tri-Cities, Kingsport, Johnson City, and Bristol. Healthcare is a massive industry here. You have Eastman Chemical in Kingsport, which is a huge materials manufacturer. But you also have a major medical hub, serving people from Virginia, Kentucky, and North Carolina. It's also deep in the Appalachian Mountains, which means it unfortunately has been hit hard by the opioid crisis. Harshbarger's campaign focused heavily on using her medical expertise to fight that epidemic.
But it's not just hospitals and chemical plants. This district is also one of the premier vacation spots in America.
Oh, absolutely. If you have ever been to the Great Smoky Mountains, you have been to Diana Harshbarger's district. It includes Sevier County, which is home to Gatlinburg, Pigeon Forge, and the legendary Dollywood. Bristol Motor Speedway, the last great Coliseum, is also here. So tourism is a huge economic driver. It's a fascinating mix of heavy industry, advanced healthcare, and family vacation spots. And politically, it is ruby red. This district hasn't elected a Democrat since 1879. It is one of the most historically Republican districts in the entire South.
In Washington, she sits on the Energy and Commerce Committee. How is she using that seat?
She's laser-focused on what are called PBMs, pharmacy benefit managers. These are the middlemen between drug manufacturers and your local pharmacy. Harshbarger argues that these middlemen are the real reason prescription drug prices are so high and why small, independent pharmacies are going out of business. She is leading the charge to regulate them. She is also very vocal about supply chains. She frequently points out that a huge percentage of our active pharmaceutical ingredients come from China. She views that as a massive national security risk and is pushing legislation to bring that manufacturing back to the U.S.
She is also the only woman in the Tennessee delegation, right?
She is. She brings a unique perspective in that regard, too. But mostly, she is known as the expert you go to when you have a question about the FDA or drug pricing. She's the doctor in the house.
That is our profile for Tennessee's 1st. Stay tuned as we continue our roll call. Please note, AI assists in the creation of this podcast from pointedwords.com. And remember, better pointed words than pointed swords.